This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Hey, Mark and Wes, it's Scott Satterfield up here in Louisville. Hey, I heard the over and under for how many shows you guys would make was 75. You made it to 100. Congratulations. We really appreciate everything you do for not only ACC football, but all the other sports. You guys are awesome.
ESPN app, not to mention SiriusXM, Channel 371. It is our 100th show.
75? Satterfield, what's he buying the Greenberg rhetoric?
Well, I think there was. You know what that tells me?
What?
There had to be an internal bet amongst ACC Network employees and ACC coaches about the over and under, how many shows we'd be able to get through. But here's what I appreciate about Coach Satterfield.
Yeah.
Man's grilling.
Yeah, he was.
I can appreciate anybody behind the grill. And
you think that Sat would be willing to host us over at his house the night before we do the Kentucky Derby show in May?
You'd have to ask him on that one. I don't like to invite ourselves into somebody's home.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that right?
Now, I'm not going to tell you I've never done that before, Coach K. Should we tell that story on the air one of these days?
What's the 100th show? You might as well tell it now.
You want me to tell the story now?
Sure.
All right, we'll do it real quick.
Because it's entirely relatable to what you've done for May.
All right, here's the deal.
This is good, folks.
This is an honest-to-God true story. We're doing radio. Right?
ACC Central.
And I come up with this crazy idea that I think that we should do our radio show, which we nicknamed the Central, from Coach K's office the day of the North Carolina Duke basketball game at Cameron. Wes calls total nonsense on me. Pack, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. You can't do this. You're nuts. Now, I'm saying this on the air, right?
Yeah.
I think we can pull this off. And Wes is doubting everything what I'm saying.
Correct.
So I come up with an idea of how we're going to pull this off. And I was asked to fill in to do Coach K's SiriusXM radio show.
Basketball and Beyond.
Basketball and Beyond.
Yeah.
Channel 84. And Dave Sims normally hosted, mm-hmm. and he had some baseball stuff to do with the Mariners or something, so they always asked me to fill in. I love to do it. So my idea was that as soon as we got done doing our show in the morning at 10 a.m., we were going to tape the Coach K basketball show, like at 10:15.
Right.
So we say goodbye, and Wes and I are not face-to-face. Wes is down in Atlanta, Cartersville. And so at 10:15, I click on to do Coach K's radio show. And Jim Jackson is on the other end, which is handler, right?
John Jackson.
John Jackson. And we've got Mike Garvin's there, who's our producer, et cetera, et cetera. So I immediately go to John and say on the air, hey, we really appreciate the invite, and we really look forward to doing our show, The Central, from Coach K's office. Now, I didn't ask. I just went right into it. And there was this dead silence on the other end. Mm-hmm. And nobody says anything.
Right.
Next thing you know, Coach K's on, and we go right into the show, and it's real quick. It's 1 hour, stop, finish, bomb, gone, you're done. Mm-hmm. So the show ends. About 5 minutes after the show, John Jackson calls me. He says, oh, Mark, it's John Jackson. I said, oh, hey, everything okay with the show? Oh, yeah, the show went fine, no problem. We're just a little confused. I said, confused about what? He says, we're just a little confused because you mentioned that you're coming to do your show from Coach K's office. And so there it is. All right. I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I said, is that a problem? And he goes, oh, no, it's not a problem at all. In fact, Kay thinks it's a great idea. All right. Now I know we're in business. But John says, well, we got to work out some, details. You know, it's kind of hard to get to his office. I said, hey, don't worry about that. We got 2 months to figure this thing out. But, we think it's a great idea at SiriusXM. And, if you guys are good with it, man, we're going to do this thing. So now I know we're going to do this. So we now go back on the air with our regular show. Mm-hmm. And I say to Wes, hey, that idea I came up with the other day about doing the show at Coach K's office? And Wes is like, oh, yeah, I got no shot. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Wes. I said, I'm feeling pretty good about it. And, of course, I'm not told Wes anything. Wes has no idea what has already taken place. And Wes is like, Pac, there is no way Mike Krzyzewski is going to let us come into his office, much less the day of the Duke North Carolina game, and do the show. I said, well, I feel pretty good about it, Wes. I think I'm going to be able to pull this off. Well, I call up the folks at SiriusXM and tell them this idea. They love it. They're like, oh, great cross promotion. This is tremendous. You think Kay's going to go for it? I said, I'm almost 100% sure he's going to go for it. So I bring everybody together. ACC, Coach K, Duke basketball, SiriusXM, our show. And sure enough, we are live from Coach K's office. And the rest is history.
I'd like a live shot, Bianna, please, of the Lumberjacks. If we could, because boys, let me tell you something. When we're doing the show from Louisville on May the 1st, this is how stuff like that happens. You follow me? Capiche? Capiche.
That's a true story.
Drew, your thoughts?
I'm just surprised that they let a North Carolina fan like you in Coach K's office.
Well, the part I didn't tell you is that K threw us out of his office at the end of the show.
Yeah, he did throw us out at the end. He came in and got fairly sideways.
And let me just,
hold on. We need to know. This needs to be answered. Did we take anything?
Yes. Oh, you mean for the basement?
No.
No, did you just take anything from his office? Did you rearrange anything?
No. And it's impeccable. It's awesome.
And we cleaned.
No, well, sort of. But Here's what I'm going to do. Now I'm going to tie in ACC Network with SiriusXM and our show in the ACC. Here's what we did bring. We brought Bojangles biscuits. And I mean, we brought hundreds of them.
36.
Big old baskets of Bojangles biscuits.
36
and we fed Bojangle everybody. Biscuits. And whatever was not used, we took it out to Krzyzewskiville and we gave it to the students who were out there camping.
Right.
So there How's it that? Is. We've tied everybody together. Sponsorship, two entities, broadcast entities, SiriusXM, Duke Basketball, our show, ACC Network. I mean, this is how we bring stuff together. We will connect, and that's what I said on this show. There is not another program at ESPN. This is our 100th show. And I'll go on record on this. There will never be a show at ESPN that will be more advertiser-friendly, more marketing-friendly than this one.
That's right.
And if they allow us into the think tank, we will come up with some unbelievable stuff. That's how we roll.
So do you boys now believe that we will be in Louisville on Friday, May the 1st?
I never didn't believe.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. I like that attitude.
A very good
right
answer.
There.
Yeah.
That's how we get stuff done.
So, you know, there we go.
You don't think we couldn't find some unbelievable sponsorships for a Louisville trip, could you?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I've been fighting whatever I've been fighting for a couple months.
Yeah.
I mean, Woodford Reserve, they got an advertising budget, don't they?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
Let's go to basketball from last night, shall we?
God, what are you trying to get? We're trying to make some money for our esteemed companies.
We're going to make money. We're going to make money. I'm looking forward to May in Louisville. Never doubted you when you started down the road.
Wes,
just wanted everybody to be
no
aware.
Way you're going to be able to pull this off. Okay,
I said that on the air.
All right.
And he proved me slap wrong.
And then, you know what happened? It got reciprocated by North Carolina weeks later. We were live from the Dean E. Smith Center.
Yes, we were.
Roy Williams.
With Roy Williams
by,
on.
Bubba Cunningham.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And you know what we brought
Phil
that
Ford?
Day? Phil Ford. It was a who's who.
Yeah,
that show.
You know what brought that day?
Biscuits.
Bojangles biscuits.
You better believe it.
And we had timeout that day, too.
We went to every biscuit joint known to man.
Sunrise, timeout, and
all
Bojangles.
And they were all great. In fact, as a matter of fact, we didn't finish all those off, and Roy Williams took them with him to feed his staff
to the office.
On the basketball office. And so Roy shows up looking like he's ready to play golf on game day and comes walking out with just a handful of biscuits for the staff.
There you have it.
Here we are, again, serving the needs of others, Wes.
Yep.
It's what we do.
Four games on the slate last night in ACC basketball. Very quickly, NC State a winner, Syracuse a winner, Wolfpack by 17, Orange by 26. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech by 4. Late three from TJ Gibbs was a real dagger in the ball game for Mike Bray's team to get the road win. Game of the night, though, is at Tucker Center in Tallahassee, and that is where Florida State found themselves in now what is a three-way tie for first in the ACC. They beat Virginia 54-50 last night. in part and parcel because of Devin Vassell, but also big baskets in a defensive-driven game. You like the term defensive-driven?
I don't think I've ever heard you use that term.
Yeah, defensive-driven ball game. You knew it would be a half-court grinder, and that's what it turned out to be. Big kick-out three. Raekwon Gray finds Vassell in the corner, and Florida State ends up posting the four-point win over Virginia. Cavaliers have now lost three straight games in the ACC. They'll try to avoid their first four-game losing streak since Tony Bennett's first year in Charlottesville Saturday night on ACC Network against Georgia Tech.
And speaking of Tony Bennett, what was the word he used when we gave him the Q&A? Uncertainty, right? It's you know what? He's 100% right, even with his own team.
Yep.
Uncertainty right now for the defending national champs. They got to find some offense.
Most everybody in the league has played six conference games. Georgia Tech has played seven. Three-way tie at 5-1 with Duke, Florida State, and Louisville. Virginia Tech is a game back at 4-2. And then there are five teams at 3-3 this morning. Syracuse, NC State, Clemson, Boston College, and Virginia.
The glob.
Yeah, the glob from 4-15.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham. 100 shows. Oh my God. The over-under was 75. No, on a serious note, you guys are absolutely the best. Your passion, your understanding of the ACC, your commitment to the players, the coaches, the programs, second to none. Every single day, bringing it with great guests, despite myself, but more importantly, great content. You are such an asset to the league, but more importantly, you're fun to work with. Wishing you not 100 more, but as many as you want more, because you guys are terrific. And I get excited every time I get a chance to talk to you.
Seth Greenberg, one of our favorites.
Throwing hands.
Yeah. By the way, this is show 100. A lot of folks didn't think we could get to 100. Proving a lot of folks wrong, as you can already tell today. But I will say this.
Yes,
just
sir.
Last week, I noticed that Entertainment Tonight celebrated their 10,000th show. And they were showing clips, and, you know, that's been an incredible
Mary
run.
Hart and John Tesh all started that show?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's been going on for forever and ever.
Wow.
I just want to alert folks.
Yeah.
While we celebrate today on January the 16th, our 100th show,
mm-hmm.
our 10,000th show will be on sometime in December of 2057. And I realize that I will be in a walker sipping applesauce from a straw when we knock out our 10,000th, Wes. So we're just going to enjoy the 100th and not worry about 10,000, all right, for now.
Okay.
Is that good?
We're
on the same page on that one?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because December of 2057 would be our 10,000th show.
That would be deep.
Like that, 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
How deep that would be.
Yeah.
Dead as a doorknob. Speaking of Greenberg.
Yeah. This happened, the orientation of this wager began on the radio show.
On the Central.
Yes, on ACC Central, the locals hang.
That was our deal. Hashtag where the locals
hang.
That's
it.
And I got into it with Greenberg.
Right.
Because of his apparent love affair. I thought his apparent love affair with Kermit Davis at Ole Miss. And so we got into it right before the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tuesday before the tournament started.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were taking on Lon Kruger, who's a buddy, old friend.
Yep.
The head coach at Oklahoma. And so Greenberg and I got into a wager. And I normally don't do this. But I took Oklahoma, and he had Kermit Davis and Ole Miss.
Right.
And the bet was winner gets the biggest stake they want, whenever they want it, wherever they want it.
And the other pays.
And the other pays.
Now, to add to the side to that, this started to become common knowledge to our new friends with ESPN.
Right.
That when we got around to talking about what Packer and Durham was going to be about, and we started telling people about this wager, and that Pack, obviously, Ole Miss got run, by the way, in
Oklahoma
the game.
Oklahoma beat them to a pulp.
Yep.
Which was fantastic.
So we started to tell people with ESPN that Greenberg had made this bet And at the end of the day, he hadn't paid it.
Right. Still hasn't. As of January 16th,
he's not paid it.
9:21 a.m.
But, as you'll see here, he did try to pay it off in October.
A year ago at this event.
Yeah.
You were bad-mouthing my guy, Kermit Davis.
Well, and he deserved it for some of the things that he said. So this turned.
Do you like it medium?
No. You're not getting off this easy. All right, I've got news for you. Like even the flies are coming.
Yeah.
So we got a little debate, right? And you and I had a running joke as the season went on, and so we made a little wager during the NCAA tournament because you love that brand of basketball down there. And I said, you know, my man Lon Kruger at Oklahoma is going to take your guy to the woodshed. So we had a little bet.
Stake.
And it was for a stake. Stake to the winner. So
no.
Guess who won the bet? That would be me.
Yeah.
And so Greenberg since has been dodging owing me a stake.
Yeah.
So here comes my man.
I mean, like you said, you wanted a stake. I get you a stake.
No.
Losers don't pick. No. I wouldn't even give this to Tom Luganville, first of all.
if he ate that, he'd evaluate it first.
I mean, look at what Greenberg brings me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a breakfast steak. Do you need some eggs?
Let me tell you something. They won't even serve this to teams in the NIT.
Maybe a bagel.
Teams in the NIT.
I want an NCAA tournament steak. I want a Final Four steak. This is like an NIT steak.
I don't know, you know.
Runner, that is
your
pure
coordinating
garbage.
Producer and your, and the guy that's in your ear is probably not going to be happy with that valuation.
Well, I got news for you. I won't even let you eat that steak.
Bring it home to the dog. Yeah,
I'm going to take it to the dogs.
It's going to the dogs. I can promise you where it's going to end up.
Still waiting. Here's the funny thing. Everybody's now jumped on board on this bet. They just want to be a part of the celebration.
Just want to be in the room.
Right. They have their cocktail, whatever they want to eat. They just want to see Greenberg have to come off the hip when we go tomahawk and the thing's hanging off the side. Like, I want to think about the size of this table. That's what I'm looking at. Just hanging off the side.
We still
love Seth Greenberg.
He's the best. I would ask the Lumberjacks, what do you think our chances of getting this done before this year's NCAA tournament are of having Greenberg give us the pay off the bet that obviously he lost?
We have a better chance of going to Louisville.
Oh, we're like going a much to Louisville. Better.
Sure.
You got to get an attitude adjustment. In fact, I just received some text during the break from the smart people at ESPN, and they're already moving on this. You got to get an attitude adjustment. We're doing this.
Which is why I said we have a better chance of going to Louisville.
Well,
I think Greenberg does it at the ACC tournament. I think in Greensboro we get the stake bet paid
off.
Well,
here's the problem.
And we'll have video.
Whoa. Again, time out. The problem is there a place in Greensboro worthy of a great steak? I don't know the answer to that.
I think Commissioner can
ask Jim Boeheim.
Oh,
wow.
Look at that shot. That didn't even come from the host.
How about an alumni card? How'd the alumni card come out there, huh?
I mean,
threw that alumni card right on out there, didn't
he? One woodshed job of BC, start making some shots, and all of a sudden we're bringing up Jim Boeheim jokes.
Feeling good. Hakeem Warrick going on that floor now. I miss somebody. Jerry McNamara suiting up again.
No, we're not rolling into Denny's for a steak. I'm just telling you that right now. It's not happening.
Oh, me. But Greenberg is the best. He's great. Also had some fun at the basketball event, too, guys, when you and Coach K, and you guys have a very interesting relationship.
We have a great relationship.
Yes, you do.
And we love to give each other a hard time.
Yes.
We both appreciate the needles back and forth.
Well, and as you find out, there's apparent some sort of definition and clarity on who has what kind of pet at their house. Here it is.
You've got hounds, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't have a hound. I have a dog.
A dog.
Well, you need a lab.
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Chester, Fuller, and what's the name of the dog?
Blue.
Blue.
Of course.
Dark blue, I'm assuming.
True blue.
True blue.
Yeah, nice.
There's
like
a good answer.
True blue.
Anytime.
Right.
The more the merrier with the hounds.
Thank you.
You want to go ahead? Because I know you've been waiting to talk to Coach K now for a month.
No, well, we've done shows.
No. This
not
is...
live. Oh, yeah. You've been not live.
I mean, who carries you during your radio show?
You guys have still left a mess in my conference room.
Packer's the one
I thought
we
cleaned that up.
No, you know, when you were at someone's home,
Wait a minute. Like, I thought we did a good job. We brought the Bojangles, and we fed Krzyzewskiville with whatever was left over.
Yeah.
We cleaned up after. I mean, we
don't want leftovers, so we want the real deal.
I don't have a hound. I have a dog, says Kay.
Blue. True blue. So far, True Blue's tied for the lead in the league.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
Some truth. No, he is a for folks that don't know him, you know, they just see him on game day and,
right.
You know, 18 trillion wins and championships and all that. He has a great sense of humor.
Oh, no question.
I get a kick out of the needles all the time. So we have a good time going back and forth with all that stuff.
And speaking of Coach K and Cameron, by the way, takes us back to when we did do a road show at Duke. Full-fledged ACC network march on, if you will, at not only Cameron Indoor Stadium for a Friday night basketball game, but a Saturday football game involving Duke and Notre Dame. And some of our ACC network folks decided that they would stage some sort of pickup shoot-around, if you will,
yep,
on Coach K Court at Cameron Indoor Stadium. And I got to be honest here, Pac, we saw one of our producers box out and miss a box out. It was just not very good basketball.
Sloppy basketball.
Here it is.
It's our producer, Drew Brooks.
Oh, this is
box beautiful. Out on the free throw, Coach yep. Rick at yep. Clemson.
Yeah.
There's Drew right there in the play out, of course. Not even a move. Didn't even make a move.
But I tell you who is making a move. Can we play it again? Now, the guy on the left side of the lane in the blue shirt is our boss. That's a guy by the name of Katzman.
Katzman.
Now, look how he just pushes the guy right in the back.
First round money. Pushing right first round money right in the back.
Katzman. Throwing elbows.
Katzman trying to lower the boom. Meanwhile, Brooks, very nonchalant. Coach Rick could have gotten that rebound.
You know what, though? I do think that Drew Brooks, given his Arizona State ties, I think that's kind of a Pac-12 passive, we're not really a factor kind of move. That was just kind of one of those, you know, we're just glad to be here. We not really want to, you know, we don't want to cause a problem.
Two things. One, Coach just came back. His first show was Friday night. He hadn't even done a show yet. We played Friday afternoon. You really want me to put a body on him?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, you know, it's like whining about, hey, Clemson scored again. Stop them.
Stop them.
Stop them.
Well, I knew that's my second point. I knew Coach was going to make it because we had practiced one, and then he called eyes closed. So that was actually with his eyes closed that you couldn't see. But he made that blindfold, basically. So I knew he was going to make it. I'm not going to have to box him out.
You didn't even make an effort.
No.
Not even a move. Meanwhile, Katzman's trying to shove E.J. Manuel into the band.
Yeah.
EJ's the only one with no respect. He's trying to get the rebound like Coach isn't going to make it.
There was no doubt that Coach was going to make it.
Right. Use the window for insurance.
Yeah. Mark Rick was going to be clutch when it mattered.
Hold on.
The thing
that you cannot see that I thought we had talked about the original time, he shot that with his eyes closed.
Right. And you still didn't box him out. Pathetic a move is that? Guy's got his eyes closed, and you still didn't box him out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your boss, Katzman, is taking E.J. Manuel right to the baseline.
And Josh Macri needs to be careful because Katzman may shove him right now across the table.
Yeah.
There it is.
Speaking of Katzman,
there he is.
There it is, the boss.
Yeah, the boss right there.
Yeah.
Be careful, Macri.
You know, back row for Katzman.
Nope.
He runs the
right
joint.
Right there in the front. That's it.
Look at him.
Good to see you, Aaron.
That's it.
Yep.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Pac, Wes, congrats on the 100th show. To say the least, I think we're all completely shocked that it went that far. I'm currently in my own personal studio. It happens to be the only studio on the planet that's smaller than yours. I don't have a little plaque outside. I get an entire wall with my name on it. This is the only wall like this at our company. No other analysts have this. But I also want to inform you of something because, you know, nobody's had the heart to tell you. It's 100 shows. It's a big deal. But for about the first 50 or so, your mics weren't on. And fortunately, you only had, like, what, I think 26 viewers, and we were able to pool them all together, keep it quiet, keep it off the internet, and just kind of let you guys blossom We didn't want any finger pointing at the control room and things of that nature, but it really gave you guys a chance to get better without knowing that you weren't even on air for the first half of your tenure. So really looking forward to continuing to be on the show until it gets canceled, and then we'll all come up with something else to do. So congratulations, guys.
What is he doing? He's always been on the number of people watching.
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah.
But I will say he was pretty accurate because I think we were off the air for the first 50. Luggs is awesome.
Yeah.
We love him.
Thanks, Tom. Unbelievable.
He's still welcome back. Yeah. Even though he's busy now, this new XFL deal.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, he's all over it, man. New rules, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. All right. Here in the last half hour of the Centennial Show, once again, a staple of this program has been over-under. And being it's the 100th show, we have a – am I reading this right? We have a over-under based on the number 100?
Yes. Yeah, every over-under will be over-under 100. We're just going to change what we're asking about.
All right, we got it.
All right, let's go.
First one, over-under 100 more wins for Coach K at Duke starting now. Of course, there's the game against Louisville on Saturday.
Over.
Yes. Over. Over 100 more wins. Yes.
Listen, if he wins 35 per, if he wins 30 per, just do some easy math. Can be there for four more years? Sure.
Right.
Why not?
Yep. Yep. I'll take that. I'll take the over.
Yep. Definitely.
Okay. How about 100 more wins for Dabo at Clemson starting now?
Over.
Wow.
Oh, you were quick with that.
Oh, he's winning 13, 14, 15 a year. And I know math's not a strength necessarily, Wes, but I'm going to just tell you, I think he'll be there for another decade. Why wouldn't he?
I do, too. I do, too. I was going to say over as well. And I do believe they are a double-figure machine at this point.
They already have been.
Yeah. I mean, they've had nine straight years of 10 or more, right?
Yeah. You know, a down year now looks like 10 and 2, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling you it's a guaranteed lock, but I mean, they've kind of gotten to the point now until somebody in this league catches up, given their non-conference schedule, which will always probably include a couple of SEC teams, South Carolina, somebody else. Next year, it's Notre Dame on the road.
Right.
Which would be a great game in South Bend. But you figure the guy's going to go double digits. 100. I think he blows right through that.
How about the Clemson and Alabama have reached the down year being 10 and 2?
And so is Ohio State. I think those three teams, I've said this 100 times. Those three teams to me are the elites of college football. Doesn't mean somebody like LSU or Oklahoma or somebody else can't get red hot and rock and roll. But those three, man, it's almost a guaranteed given that's going to have a double digit with it.
All right.
So over.
So we're overs on the
200s, two overs. I like the trend. How about this one? 100 straight wins for North Carolina field hockey. Keep in mind, they're currently at 46.
I'm going to go under, and I hate to say it because Karen Shelton's been so good to us and her team and program are spectacular. But I just think 100 straight W's, somebody somewhere plays with their hair on fire and you have a down day. Just dumb luck happenstance. But the program, the fact that the program is this good,
right.
You could actually ask this question, but I would go under.
Because the league is so good, too. And how many games do they have that's one goal difference, right? I mean, even in the streak they're currently on,
Boston College,
I think they've had like 19 one-goal games.
I think somebody eventually gets them before they get to triple digits.
Yeah. So, I mean, ball gets kicked in, deflected, what have you.
Sports.
Yeah, sports. All right. So we'll go under there. I'm with Pack on that one, too.
All right. Interesting one here. Over under 100 more days until the conference's next national title. That would take us to about late April.
I will take the under on this because I think the league is going to have contenders for both the men's and women's national title in basketball. So I'll go under.
I have a question. Does that include
individual awards? Yes. Yes, it does.
All right, I'm going to go under if you're going to include individual awards.
All right. So wrestling too, right?
Yep.
Wrestling, track.
Yep. Okay.
Now I'm going to go under.
I was going to say under based on basketball alone, but yes, I will take the under for sure on the others.
The men's side, Wes, I think there's at least 20 teams that can get to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was proven again last night. There were two undefeated teams left in college basketball. San Diego State, Auburn was the other. Auburn got waxed last night against unranked Alabama.
Yep.
It is just the nature of the beast. We saw it with Duke the other night. As terrific as they had been, three wins by 30 or more points against ACC teams. They go to Clemson, loss. It's just the way it is right now. As I mentioned earlier, 12 unranked teams have knocked off AP top five teams. Get ready. The ride in March is going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Over under 100 total wins for the top three women's teams in the league this season. Keep in mind, last year, Notre Dame, Louisville, NC State went 95-14 combined. This year, Louisville, NC State, and Florida State have combined to go 46-5 thus far.
I'm going to go under.
Whew.
And it's going to be close. But I'm going to go under. You know why, Wes?
Hmm.
We had Nell on yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a number of teams in this league not named Florida State, NC State, and Louisville that can get you.
Right.
And I think that will be part of the bugaboo. Even though the top three at the very top here looked really good, but I'm going to go under. But close.
I don't think they'll reach 95, so I'll stay under too. Mm-hmm. I think the league is, those three in particular, are very strong, but yep. You're right about the others. I still think they're teams that – you know, I mean, look how close it is for Georgia Tech winning a game against a Clemson, or look at, you know, Miami, a tough night one night. And then, I mean, you know, there's just too many variables on the women's side right now to say that somebody's going to get to 100.
And we tonight get a great game with NC State, Florida State, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be tremendous.
Yeah, really good game. Really, really
here
good
on
basketball
on ACC
game.
Network.
Absolutely. Start of a doubleheader. So, good job on the over-unders.
Yeah. Mike.
Who said we're done?
Oh, we're not done. Okay.
No, we're not done.
Oh, we got more. Wait, oh, yeah. There's more.
Wait a minute. How about mistakes on today's show over and under at 100 for us?
Slightly under.
Slightly under.
Nice. It's close.
Yeah.
It's close. But we still got 20 minutes to screw something up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Been around each other long enough to know we all like our cuisine around here. You think you could accomplish any of these 100-themed eating challenges that we're about to show here? 13.5 seconds for 100 M&Ms, 8:25 for Jaffa Cakes, that's minutes. Goldfish in your mouth while barefoot, listening to Dog Days Are Over by the great Florence and the Machine, 4 minutes, 44 seconds for 100 chicken nuggets, 10 minutes for roasted pork buns.
I definitely could do roasted pork buns in 10 minutes. I got that in my sleep. You come off the hip for 100 roasted pork buns, I'll put on a demonstration. I'll make the network spin on its ear. Oh, man.
No, thanks. I'll pass.
Come on, Wes.
I'll pass.
I tell you what, if you'd have brought out 100 beignets from Café Du Monde the other day, we'd have gone for that.
I pride myself on having half of one.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah.
I'll take up your slack.
I know.
Come on. You got to have a little competitive bone in your body. Go for it.
All right.
100 roasted pork buns. They deliver those right there. You mean to tell me you're not reaching over, grabbing a handful of those? Of course you are.
No.
I
have one or two.
Please.
One or two, not 100.
Now, I presented an idea for the network, the Packer Food Show, right?
Yes.
That, I'm telling you, has huge, huge upside.
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Congratulations, Packer and Durham, on your 100th episode. You guys don't look a bit older from your first episode. Oh, looks like somebody else wants to say congratulations, too. And here's to another 100 great episodes.
Marnie Narduzzi, friend of the show, buds with Chester and Fuller.
Unbelievable.
Set us the treats and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Great to have you with us, as always. we showed you, if you weren't with us earlier, the highlight of the first 100 shows has been talking to student athletes.
I love the student.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. We've been able to talk to, you know, kids who are participating in sports in the ACC and also trying to obtain their degrees at the highest level. It's really been fun. And Packer is crafted, you know, a question every time. What's your hardest class? Man, the answers have been unbelievable. Here we go. We've had fun with this question with every player we've had. Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult class you've had so far at the U?
The hardest class.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I can't even think of one.
All right, so I was a history major at first. So the history classes were hard.
It's going to sound like it's not difficult, but I had a Harry Potter class.
All right, this is going to sound pretty lame, but it was called Russian Fairy Tales.
And then I switched over into sports administration, and that, I didn't really like it.
I had to say Spanish.
I would have to say Spanish.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just proud that you didn't say Spanish.
Yeah. Spanish is not, in my opinion, the hard. I took 3 years of Spanish at Louisville.
Seems like every single time we have a student athlete on from Louisville, Spanish comes up in some shape, way, or form.
So right now, I probably would say English just because, like, we got a lot of papers.
The professors took them, like, super, super serious. And that's good, but it wasn't my forte.
Microbiology. When I came in, I wanted to do nursing, and that was one of the prerequisites. And I took that class, and I said, I don't want to do nursing anymore.
BC makes you have a language requirement, and I had to take 4 semesters of French.
So now I'm a human and social development major, and all of my classes are hard. So, like, it's not just one class.
A psychology class called cognitive neuroscience.
Whoa. Cognitive neuroscience?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what it was about. If I knew, I'd probably have done better in the class, but
there's just super
there's gotta
hard.
Be
it's
one, like, DJ.
All of my classes are legit hard. Like hard.
Hard. Now, I guess getting through this show,
yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah. Lots of blocking and tackling in this show. Also a staple has been the folks that have sent us things. I mean, you can see the walls. We started out with some really good things, and now we've got everything here plus a closet.
This couldn't turn into a museum eventually. It'd be an ACC museum with some of the stuff.
Of sort.
I mean, we got all kinds of stuff.
This is one of the latest, is that right?
This just popped up, and we've been gone, obviously, down in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and this comes from Mike Gambino, the baseball coach at Boston College.
Okay.
And he said, thanks so much for spending the time on the show talking about Pete and the mission. Here's a bobblehead bucket
look at this.
For the basement.
Yeah,
now, of course, Fuller is now wide awake thinking there's food.
Food.
Yeah. Right.
No, there's no food.
So this is very cool.
Oh, again, this is incredibly cool. Yeah. Look at this.
No food, boys.
So there we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Look at that.
Awesome. Really
look
cool.
That. I'll turn it that way, Bianna.
Yeah.
How's that? Look at that. How cool. Pete Frates.
Yep. God rest his soul.
Yep. Bless him. That's cool. That is cool.
Great mission, and we do appreciate that, Mike. And it will be displayed prominently on the set, I promise.
All right. Now, we're going to go back to Bristol because Josh Macri in New Orleans goes, by the way, here's my contribution to the basement, courtesy of the ESPN radio break room.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
Now, this is like the real deal, and this is Jahlil Okafor's jersey. Josh, please. What?
Yeah.
How did this happen? What's the deal?
You told the story very accurately. It was in the break room. I took it. Was it intended for somebody else? I don't know. It's ours now.
Did it, like, hang out in the break room for days? Was it just sitting there? Or what?
It was just sitting there, so I said, huh, that would look great in the basement.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
What?
Here's a note that says, for Aaron Katzman.
Okay.
We got, you know, we're going to have to make the transition from football to hoops. We got basketballs. We got the Clemson helmet.
We're going to have a lot of issues.
We got a lot of cool jerseys.
We got a lot of issues with basketball. We're going to need like a rack to hang stuff on and things like that.
I don't
that.
Know if that's in the budget.
By the way, don't forget women's basketball tonight on ACC Network. Great doubleheader for you. And, of course, it starts at 6 o'clock, Valvano Arena at Reynolds Coliseum, number 13 Florida State at number 9 NC State. And Jen Hildreth, LaChina Robinson are on the call. You see the rest of the schedule available on ACCNX. 8 o'clock, game 2 of the doubleheader features Notre Dame at Duke. Pam Ward and Debbie Antonelli will be at Cameron Indoor Stadium. So, I think that's about it.
That's it?
I think so.
I mean, really? That's it? You know, should I give you one Leonard Hamilton before we get out of here?
I've been waiting all show for you to start loosening things up. You threatened to do a Boeheim coat throw.
No, I'm not going to do the coat throw for Boeheim, but I will give you Leonard Hamilton in honor of their win last night, their eighth straight bond.
You got Leonard Hamilton.
Here's Leonard.
Yeah.
This is Leonard after the first TV timeout.
The first? Showing up to shake hands before the game.
That's true. It's a matter of Fuller. Don't worry about it. Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah. Right there. There you go. Well, we started this show with great memories of the first 99 shows. Probably appropriate we close it that way. By the way, thanks to Drew and Josh, Biana, Chrissy, everybody involved in this project. It's, tell you what, these folks are incredibly talented to prop you and me up every morning.
Not to mention the job they did in this basement. Incredible.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.